Indicting former President Trump is not expected to meet today as the indictment watch goes on. New round of storms headed for California expected to arrive tonight. More rain, more snow in the forecast. Wall Street, the Dow's up 74 points, and this is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Central Alabama needs to dry out, but there's more rain in our forecast today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today and into the early part of the evening tonight before ending. Cooler today with a high around 71, and then cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early, sunshine later, high around 70. Thursday looks like a great day. Best day of the week, sunshine, comfortable, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is co-sponsoring a resolution that attempts to stop the U.S. Department of Education from canceling student loan debt. The resolution was offered under the Congressional Review Act, saying that the move from the Department of Education would increase inflation and undermine fiscal responsibility. Tuberville called Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan a giveaway that is based on bad economics, bad education policy, and just plain wrong. Tuberville and Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy offered the resolution. 33 other senators are supporting it. So far, Alabama Senator Katie Britt's name is not on that list of supporters. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
An investigation is underway in Anniston after a man's body was found in a ditch this past weekend and an injured woman was found two blocks away. The fatality is now identified as 27-year-old Richard Ward Jr. The woman who was injured is 55-year-old Laura Thornton. She's currently hospitalized from a gunshot wound and is in critical condition. The Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport will be increasing its number of flights after seeing an increase in travelers. This past January, there was a 17% increase compared to that same month a year ago. By the end of this year, the airport plans to offer nonstop flights to Atlanta, New York City, Orlando, Detroit, and Las Vegas. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. Man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. When we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. First, you might not even notice. Eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling old. When that happens, it's time to get healthy with Montgomery Men's Health. Do me a favor and ask yourself, how would your life be different if you had your old self? Energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. Like most guys, That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
If you have a craving for the best pizza in Montgomery, satisfy that craving at Pizza Perfect. They're famous for their all-you-can-eat lunch buffet that includes pizza, as well as spaghetti, breadsticks, salads, dessert, and drink for only $10. The buffet is available Monday through Saturday for lunch and for dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In March, get $3 off any large pizza. Available for pickup and delivery. The best pizza buffet by far is Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Scott Basin here, Roll Tide. Just kidding. Obviously not Scott Beeson, which is my handle when I filled in for him on the podcast. It would say across the bottom of the podcast, obviously not Scott Beeson. And that is probably true. We weigh about the same, but he's 3 feet taller than me. So that's how it balances out. Well, we're back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. We're here. I guess the guy just said that, and I'm repeating myself. We've got a caller calling in to continue this riveting conversation about military rounds and the effectiveness of the AR-15. Clint, welcome to the show.
Good day, guys.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hey, you know, one of the best round we had was the M-14. What was that, sir? Was that a 7.62?
In the M-14, I think it was a 7.62 by 5.1, but I'm going to Google it real quick.
Google. Yeah. Thank you, Google, for this information on ammunition.
I was right.
The Vietnam Nets, you know, during Vietnam, they went from the M-14 to the M-16.
Yep.
Correct.
And they didn't like it. Because the M-16, when it first come out, that 5.56, that round would tumble.
Yeah.
And a tree branch would knock it off target.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
kind of weird.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, when you think about it, like, everything's a system, and it boils down to logistics and everything of being able to supply an entire weapon system. And so when the military ushers in something new, well, of course, the civilian world's going to follow. Everyone's not, you know, buying all this stuff because it's the most effective. They're buying it because it's this logistics and distribution system that's already in manufacturing, that's already in place. Anyway...
No, that's 100% right. And yeah,
I didn't deal with the rifles much. I was in armor. I was on tanks.
Ah, now that is the most effective round.
Yes, very.
The tank round, yes. I need that in a belt fed.
M-16 on the tank.
Ah,
right.
I only have one rifle on the tank. And in the old 45 grease gun. You know, but we had two machine guns, 7.62. And one Ma Deuce.
There you go. And so, when did you serve, Clint?
I retired in 94.
94.
Yeah. Now, I've been through families of tanks. The M-48, M-60, M-60A1, M-60A2, M-60A3, the M-1, M-1A1.
Hmm. That is, I bet that was a lot of fun. Well, we appreciate you calling in and appreciate your service, Clint. Thanks so much for the call.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You are very well knowledgeable on your rounds.
Well, that's Craig. I know nothing.
Hi, Clint.
The federal government says I'm not allowed to know anything because of passport choices.
That's right. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate the call.
All right. Well, with that, we should transition. I thought that was a apropos term.
Nice.
Yeah, transition. Please don't shoot me.
Yes. To our next topic,
Occupational licensing. That sounds like a wonky policy institute type of a deal. But at the end of the day, what is it? Okay, well, why does the person cutting my hair need to be licensed by the Board of Cosmetology? If person X cuts my hair, which I'm going to get my hair cut as soon as I leave here, as a matter of fact, if they don't do a good job cutting my hair, I won't go back. Seems simple. I don't think we need the government chiming in and coming and telling us, you know, person X is actually qualified by the state to cut hair because they cut hair good and we're the state and we know these things. Well, what it boils down to is occupational licensing is a racket. Erica Thomas, who's been on fire this month, she always does a phenomenal job, but she's really been on the ball as of late. She did a story that came out. It was our lead story in yesterday's newsletter, occupational licensing system and how one company manages 15 boards in Alabama and why some lawmakers want to change that. And she really dives into, and it's an area that maybe you could see the need for some type of government regulation is kind of the focus of the story when it's starting to go in and talk about massage therapy, some Ravi Zacharias centers. If anybody gets that joke, I know Craig does. Obviously there's some happy ending massage parlors out there that probably should be shut down, right? But there's also good ones that aren't doing those things. And so, is it the government's job to license the good ones and be like, you know, there's no happy endings going on here. The government checked. Or can you just go and be like, oh, this place is kind of sketch. I'm not going to go here. I'm going to go to the next one. Do we really need a licensing board? And it's just like with constitutional carry. They come in and you pay $25 for your license to tell you that you're allowed to carry this gun that the Constitution already says that you're allowed to carry. Well, that's fantastic. And, of course, that creates a $20 million slush fund for sheriffs. Well, what about this, right? How much does it cost to get your licensing? And the guaranteed every year the answer is more.
Yeah.
Right? I guarantee you those licenses are never – the cost of those licenses is never going down, right? And you go into electricians, and plumbers, any of these things, they need to be licensed. And to me, the government piece is the problem. You know, having an institution or a company, like a private company, that like a Better Business Bureau or a Yelp type of a situation, it's like, hey, this electrician came to my house and my house burned down. Don't hire him, right? You know, there's nothing wrong with that system per se, but it's when the government gets involved and starts to create fees and this and that and makes these private citizens who are trying to make money for their families, and it's the good ones, right? The good ones who aren't doing bad things, they're the ones that are having to jump through these hoops, pay these fees, do all this stuff, get licensed, it's jumping through hoops for government in order to provide for their family. And what really saddens me is when the rhetoric actually gets into the person with the license. And so I had a person that used to cut my hair, and I was having this conversation with her. I said, isn't it ridiculous that you have to have that license? Because anytime you get your hair cut in Alabama, there's just this giant plaque right in front of you that's like licensed by the Board of Cosmetology, right? I can cut your hair, says the government. And so I'm like, how ridiculous is it that you have to pay for that license? Like, well, actually, it protects people from getting bad haircuts. I'm like, she's drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Ever been to Sports Clips?
Yeah, right. They all got them licenses. They don't be cutting the hair good. And so, anyway, they have to pay for this, and then they think because they paid for it that they're somehow benefiting from it. It's very similar to the Certificate of Need Board. I won't jump into that, right? Everyone hates the Certificate of Need Board until they jump through all the hoops, and now they want to keep it to make sure no one else has to jump through those hoops. But I said, okay, well, what happened during COVID? Did you shut down? Well, of course I shut down. Why? Were you afraid you were going to, you know, infect someone with COVID? You know, no, because they would take my license if I continue practicing. Oh, so it's a piece of leverage that they now hold over your head. If you were to disobey Caesar, that they'll take your license if you decide to cut hair during a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
And then again, person continues on. Well, you know, Governor Ivey did a really good job. She allowed us to go back to work, right? And again, it's this benevolent dictator mindset.
oh, Lord Ivy allowed us to go back to work. She had no right to tell you that you couldn't provide for your family by cutting hair.
Yeah.
That never should have happened, and it did. And how did that happen? How did they control so many people? They did it with these licenses, this occupational licensing. You know, go against the grain and see what happens. We'll pull your license. Restaurant owner, want to create a stink? We'll pull your liquor license. Right? All these licenses is just, it's a point, it's a lever of power for the people in charge to be able to kneecap you and hamstring you if you cause any type of dissent.
Yeah, and there's always unintended consequences when it comes to these things, like licensing or, I mean, Social Security is a great example because it's like, oh, this is a great concept of this program that allows you to put money in and then get it back, and then it turned into a way for the state to identify and to surveil you. Same with a driver's license. You need this license. You need this license to be able to operate a vehicle. But then, no, it became a way for them to keep tabs on you and perpetual identification and surveillance. And obviously, with licensing, it seems like a good idea. Oh, it makes sure that the people that are doing job X, Y, and Z are qualified to do so. But then it becomes a way for the state to curtail and force submission on any number of things.
Yeah, imagine that. The state giveth, the state taketh away.
Yeah, and you can see how you might need it in certain things. Like, for instance, my brother and brother-in-law are locksmiths. Mm. And so there's a lot of high security type things that have to go into being a locksmith. But on the other hand, my sister-in-law cuts my hair. She cuts hair. I don't need the state to tell me that someone can cut hair well. I just need them to cut hair well.
And I'm like, hey, man, you know, because I'm a bearded feller.
Yeah.
I like a good straight shave.
Yeah,
like
you look
the rest
like you're eating
men.
A raccoon perpetually.
Thank you. It's it's part of the brand, sir. Respect it. So, you know, like a good man likes to go in and, you know, get a good straight shave, and you might end up with some razor bumps like Craig perpetually has on his face that keeps his face looking like that of a lesbian. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. He's the one that actually said that. He said it in a Bible study at church, actually. Yeah, true story.
I lack the ability to grow a beard. It's very sad.
Yes. So, anyway, but I want to sit down and I want a straight razor. I go into a barbershop with a man who looks like he knows how to handle a straight shave and say, well, hey, you know, can you line me up? Can you give me... Well, actually, I'm not licensed to do that. And at which point I turn into a boiling rage. Why does the government have anything to do with me getting my hair cut or my beard shaved?
Or getting a freaking massage I mean, first of all, going and getting a massage is something I would never do.
Yeah, that just seems, it's
an odd transaction.
You can either have a dude doing it, which is gay,
super,
or you can have a chick doing it, which is
we're married.
Not,
men.
Yeah,
that ain't
you know, mental
happen.
Fidelity going on there, and my wife would probably kill the masseuse. So we're not in that industry, so that's okay. So we've got a. We've got someone calling in for the licensing board to tell us how wrong we are and why they should exist. Calling in. All right. Ann, go ahead.
I don't think you're wrong. I just think that as someone who works on a licensing board, I see the justification for one.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I license are pseudo-medical. And if it were me, take cosmetology, for example, I don't know that I want to do a background check and get reviews and check this person out if they're going to put chemicals on my head.
Yeah.
I don't know that if I go to a masseuse that she's not going to aggravate my old, you know, injury because she doesn't know what she's talking about. The protection of the public is our main aim. Now, yes, some of the fees have gotten exorbitant, and yes, some of the overreach has gotten there. But you know what I'm going to spend my day doing? I'm going to spend my entire day going through every executive order to make sure that we are not restricting access to the public, to make sure we are not overbearing to the public. And when I say every single rule, every single law that our board has that might have the word must or shall in it, it's a lot. But most of those must and shall and restrictive language applies to what I'm required to do. not what the public is required to do.
Well, madam, let me ask you this. What makes the state a more qualified entity to determine someone's effectiveness in carrying out an occupation than the people, than customers who are perpetually going to these people to receive these services? Wouldn't they be more capable of determining whether someone is effective at doing their job in the state?
Let me ask you a question. We live in a pretty litigious society. If some woman goes to go get her hair colored and they burn off all her hair just because she didn't do the due diligence of finding out if this woman knows how to color hair, what's she going to do?
That could be done by someone who's licensed or not. That's just negligence in general. But being licensed doesn't mean that you can't do a silly thing.
But do you know how many times a day we interact with professionals that need to know what they're talking about? My doctor, my dentist, my cosmetologist, my massage therapist, my physical therapist. When your kid is playing football and he gets injured on the football field and there's a licensed athletic trainer on the side of the field, don't you want them to know that in that moment, in that split second that you didn't have to go and research that athletic trainer, them to know that they know their job?
Well, it's incumbent upon the person who hires that person on whether that person is worthy or not. And if I'm hiring and I hire people, I've got 27 people that work for me, I do my due diligence on that person, and the state's the last person I'm going to ask on whether they're capable of their job. And if you want to hang around, we're up against a break. We'd love to continue the conversation, or you can hang up. Either way, it's up to you. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667. Or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or KickbackRanch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger.
Here with Just Blinds and Pravel, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 3.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by the one and only 1819 News. Hope you guys are enjoying the work we are doing as it is on behalf of the people. I'm going to tee that up real quick before we jump back to the conversation we're having with Ann about 1819 News. At the end of the day, we really felt like the leftists had their outlet in the state with AL.com. We felt like the lobbyists had their outlet in the state with Yellowhammer and Alabama Political Reporter. But the people of Alabama didn't have their outlet. And so we wanted to create a news and multimedia outlet for the people of Alabama at the end of the day, because we didn't feel like there was one. And that's what we've done. Again, we are informing, investigating, and celebrating on behalf of the people. And we would love for you guys to support us. You can become a member for as little as $5 a month. You get some cool merch and access to behind-the-scenes content. With that, go to the website, 1819news.com. Click the Become a Member button. And that will take you to the portal to select what level you would like to support the work we're doing. Again, 1819news.com. Click the Become a Member tab, and membership start as little as $5. All right, Ann, let's continue the licensing Royal Rumble. And just so you know, this is an unlicensed wrestling match that we're having on air.
As long as everyone understands that the qualifications that these people have are important.
Yep.
And the continuing education, which, by the way, boards and commissions are not allowed by law to give. They have to get their continuing education from outside sources. Third thing is that most majority of boards and commissions are not funded by the general fund. Mine isn't. We make our money off of our fees, and we self-support ourselves off of those fees. And the last thing that I want people to know about boards is we are there for the practitioners. We're there to protect the public, but if a practitioner has a problem, if they have a complaint filed against them, if they have, we are their resource, we're their support. We're not just there to charge them a fee and send them out in the world to do a job that, yes, their employer could set and make sure that they're qualified. These people move around quite a bit. It's kind of easier to keep tabs of them, and the state is really just the manager. The state is money to do my job. We get that from the licensing fees. And trust me, I'll be glad to tell you, I make less than $20,000 a year. I work all year round. I deal with my people every day. They call me at home. They call me on the weekends. There are boards out there that are out of control, but not all of them.
Don't
paint us.
And I think it's the overall thing. So it's like when you start talking about law enforcement, you have some people that are like, oh my God, thin blue line, they can't do anything wrong. And then you watch one like smoke some kid and blow his brains out, and you're like, that wasn't good. They're like, thin blue line, you don't know how tough their job is, man. And it's like, well, I mean, we got to be able to call a spade when we see something bad, right? And then on the other hand, it's shut down the police, defund the police, all this other stuff. Everything cops do is bad.
I think law enforcement is, and Craig may disagree with me on this, law enforcement is a necessary thing that we have to deal with, but it needs to be done right, it needs to be done well, and we need to make sure that it's benefiting the people. And so I think licensing in the same way is something that, if done correctly, and it's not something that turns into a leviathan and a beast, and really my biggest problem with licensing is the barrier for entry for businesses that are wanting to start. That's where licensing boards can get out of hand. Again, not saying necessarily yours, but anytime the government's involved in yaying and naying and approving and licensing and fees and everything else, it can make it hard. And I think really what needs to be revisited is what needs a licensing board and a license and what doesn't. Maybe there's a certain level of hocus pocus witchcraft that goes on in the cosmetics industry where you're setting hair on fire, as you suggested, where the guy that gives me a fade probably doesn't need that license, right? And I know maybe there's different levels or whatever and, this, that, or the other. But to be able to cut someone's hair, you probably don't need a license. But maybe to put acid or whatever into someone's hair to make it pink, maybe you do. I think it just needs to be revisited. We need to make sure we're not creating barriers for entry for people who are trying to be entrepreneurial and provide for their family.
Yeah, and that's ultimately, and this is Craig here, that's ultimately, no one here is poo-pooing qualifications. You want people to qualify, which is why when I go to my dentist's office, he doesn't hang up his license or state board. He hangs up his medical degree that he got from a college that has been there for 100 years, which has a reputation for producing good dentists. Now, when you talk about having a licensing by a state board, state being the operative word there, there is a tremendous amount of baggage that comes with the state where they have ulterior motives in everything, as we talked about during the COVID-19 pandemic whenever they were able to tell people not to work. So you can have the qualifications and the standards of qualifications met without having a state board that has ulterior motives through and through giving them the stamp of approval. That's the only point I'm making.
What do you mean by barriers? What barriers to do business with the state are you referring to?
No one wants to do business with the state. I mean, nobody wants to do that. I'm talking about if I want to go mow someone's lawn, if I want to go start a business so that I can provide, right, if it's got some fee that's astronomical to get licensed. Again, I'm not an electrician. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a cosmetologist. I'm not a massage therapist. My wife may differ with that. I'm pretty good with my hands. We have 7 kids, just throwing that out there. But,
good enough.
There is a financial barrier for entry that some licensing can cause. So say if you did go to this college with this reputation for producing person who does X vocation well, you obviously have those things, but then it's like, and now the state of the benevolent dictator state of Alabama needs to make sure that you can actually do your job, and for that it'll be $1,500 for our approval. And by the way, if you step out of line, we'll remove that license with the quickness. That's what we're talking about. That's where it can be a problematic and be a barrier for entry.
Okay, I get it. So let me ask you a question. How is someone, some sort of regulatory entity supposed to operate if the people that are being licensed aren't paying for what they're getting?
I don't know. Are you familiar with the Michelin Guide for restaurants?
No.
No, okay, well, what that is, if you want to know the highest standard of dining in any place on planet Earth, you pick up the local Michelin Guide. They are a private institution that awards stars. You've heard of someone being awarded a Michelin star. It works that way, and you pay, they operate by being paid to give their opinion on restaurants, and it has operated that way for decades at this point, and they are considered the gold standard for determining fine dining establishments based simply on the fact that they pick good restaurants. So their performance dictates how well their opinion is held amongst the public. So, and let's say that you did have an institution that did receive dues. X institution puts their stamp of approval on this business, and that means something because they have a reputation for picking good businesses.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for calling in and throwing down with us. It is always fun. We made occupational licensing fun, which it's not usually. So glad we could do that. Thank you for your call. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back. She told me just to come on by.
Our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Catco Spring Open House Sale this week, 905, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot, or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak, or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are, and if a new upgraded unit is the solution, or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Okay,
now let's go. Number 92244.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest Rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Central Alabama needs to dry out, but there's more rain in our forecast today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today and into the early part of the evening tonight before ending. Cooler today with a high around 71, and then cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early, sunshine later, high around 70. Thursday looks like a great day. Best day of the week, sunshine, comfortable, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Live,
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Unfiltered Radio. It feels like we're moving into the 80s there. I feel like Cyndi Lauper might be next.
A little Roy Orbison there for us.
It's good.
What a voice.
All right. Well, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Brian Dawson, filling in for the Scott Beeson. Hard man to fill in for. Big shoes to fill, both because they're about size 16, and also he's a pretty talented guy. I'm sitting, though, in a famous spot in the studio with one Mr. Eddie Bader.
Yes.
Maybe even Master.
They call that too.
That's my joke.
Eddie's also tough shoes to fill. There's a phone. Eddie answers the phone, and the phone just intimidates me. I'm looking at it. There's blinky lights. I don't know what to do. I just freeze.
I got you covered.
All right. That's why we got Sky here. Yeah. He's the man. All right. Well, let's continue this conversation about the occupational licensing that the Gestapo places upon the people so that they don't get to have jobs without permissions.
Yeah, it's good for you. Yeah.
All right. Smooth operator. Come on the line.
Hello.
You're
up. Got me?
Yep, yeah, you're on the air, buddy. Come on.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to just chime in real quick. I could go into both aspects of licensing, depending on what it has to do with. For example, as we all know, if somebody wants to be a private investigator and have the ability to run license plates and have access to databases and stuff like that, but they were, say, registered sex offender or something, then obviously nobody wants them to be able to, you know, whatever those sickos do, sit around and look for some targets and then know where the people live and what they do for a living and when they're gone, when they're not, all that stuff. But one thing that I do have a big problem with recently, and I've advocated both ways for licensing in general over the years, but one thing that I've found, and I don't know if this stands for every licensing board, but with some particular boards, for example, I do know because of a recent experience, and this something I find of high interest is that even though, say that someone is doing some work on my house and things don't work out exactly how they were meant to be, well, and I have a problem with it, well, I could report them to the board.
Yeah.
But then at that point, the fee is not, you know, the fee is not even adequate enough to, in one instance that I've seen, to cover the difference in the discrepancy. So it seems what I'm getting at, I guess, is that it seems to me that sometimes the consumer is not actually being protected in a lot of situations at all, because it's really just looking after these businesses, which kind of agree with what y'all were saying earlier. Kind of be self-policed to a degree just by regular society.
Yeah, Yelp is general, Yelp, or you know, one of those handyman, you know, things or whatever. Pedro comes over, does a bang up job fixing my toilet. I go on there and be like, dude, you know, vote for Pedro. He's fantastic. You know, and then you hire Pedro, and then if Steve comes over and freaking botches the bathroom remodel, don't hire Steve. Steve sucks. Right, and then they don't hire Steve, right? And so the ability to be able to do that is no different than what the licensing board is doing, and it's being done by people who actually had it done, not some guy who goes in there with big swinging, you know what, listen here, I'm with the licensing board, you know, and you got to do this and you got to do that. And so anyway, I guess let me just communicate with as much clarity as possible. My premise for any of these debates is less government, better, right? Ronald Reagan said
testify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan said it the best. Government is the problem. Government is the problem. And so the less of it we can have, the better. And on the very first day, Scott Beeson said it fantastic on the show. For government to stay the right size, you have to starve it. And so that's giving them less things to do, giving them less power, giving them less money, All of these things is what's necessary to have a free and flourishing society, but what that requires is for the citizenry to take responsibility, because authority follows responsibility. Those who take responsibility will have authority, and if this is going to be a constitutional representative republic, that means that the citizenry must take responsibility for things and stop giving it to the state to do.
Yes, we like our government the way we like our runway models, starved.
That's right.
I agree with all that. Responsible regulation in some areas can be a good thing, but less regulation, less government spending is less for us taxpayers to have to support as well. So I'm all about that.
Well, thank you, Smooth Operator.
Peace.
All right. Well, Craig, you had well, let's go to Dr. Moore, and then we can have Craig's story. Pushing you back to the back, Craig.
I'm sorry.
Get back there.
It's okay.
Dr. Moore, welcome to the program.
Hey. Thank you. Hey, guys.
Hey, Dr. Moore.
I'm enjoying this conversation a lot. I think you guys bring some good points. I just wanted to give a little piece of maybe the healthcare part of occupational licensure. I have Georgia-Alabama licenses. In Alabama, I have to take CEUs, which means I graduated. Yeah, I got my fancy piece of paper I hang on my wall. But I'm just a generalist. I'm a physical therapist, for anybody who wonders. So
yeah.
I can't just all of a sudden become, like right now, I'm a women's health specialist. That didn't just happen when I graduated with my fancy degree. I had to do all this continuing education, maintain licensure, et cetera. So, for example, if we take away the state licensure, what we're going to get is, okay, I can all of a sudden say, sir, your wife is pregnant. Come to my clinic if she has pain. And then I do something, and your wife goes into early labor. You know, of course, what would happen is I would probably get fined and have something against my license. But do you see, the state can help make sure that people are actually qualified beyond a piece of paper, because research does change, and there are certifications you can get beyond just, okay, congratulations, you're a DO or a doctor or a PT. Like, what else have you done with that since you graduated? And I think that's just an important piece of it. Now, I will agree, I spend a lot of money in fees, and that's disheartening, because sometimes I am like, what is the state doing for me? But
nothing.
Putting me on a website that says I'm a PT, big deal. I just paid you $300 to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So
yeah.
I see the financial piece, but anyway, I just kind of like the responsibility. I feel like the state is our Michelin star. Like, go on the website, look up Alabama Board of Physical
Therapy.
You can look me up.
Sucks.
You can look up my license number to say she's qualified.
Yeah, but the state can't do anything.
Dr. Moore, I mean, what you're saying is, okay, you're saying that this is the way, this is what the state does, therefore it's good, when it could be done. Well, obviously you're talking about something in the medical field. We want our medical professionals to be qualified in that field. But what you're saying is, okay, well, the person delivering my milk is playing hanky-panky with my mom. That doesn't mean that that's the only way to get the milk. There's other ways that this is done in various other institutions and businesses. So when you say, well, the state does this, that means that's the way it should be done. No, there's millions of ways for people to prove their qualifications other than to have the state, which again has so many ulterior motives in all of their operations, putting a stamp of approval on it. So when you're talking about medical, yeah, I want my medical professionals to be qualified. But we have a Board of Interior Design. The way to be qualified in interior design is to design an interior well. So you're taking the highest example in the medical field, which, by the way, the state doesn't educate in any way. That's done in institutions that have proven themselves qualified to teach medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, and furthermore, you want to talk about a real racket is when you get into the medical industry with Blue Cross Blue Shield and the medical boards, and oh my gosh, what a racket that is. And so, but I don't want to take away from what you're doing and the fact that you've worked really hard to be excellent at your job.
Correct.
And you should be recognized for that. I just think that there's better entities and better free market alternatives to someone saying that Dr. Moore is phenomenal than the state taking your money to put you on a website that nobody looks at.
For sure. And I do like where y'all are coming from. Like, as a professional, I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, well, show me the alternative. What is the alternative? Because certainly I don't like a Yelp review when anybody can be like, oh, she didn't like my personality, so you're going to write up a bad review. Or, you know, there's beef between somebody. Anybody can get on a Google and, write
anything
they want.
And we're up against a break. But, you know, the thing is, it's just like, well, if the government didn't build roads, who would? Right? Well,
somebody else.
Somebody would, and we'd figure it out. Well, all right, guys, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're up against a break.
We'll talk to you when we get back.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Well, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. I realize it's self-serving for me to say that every time because I are the CEO of 1819 News, but I digress. Anyway, Brian Dawson filling in for the Scott Beeson, and Craig got his work cut out for him. He had to peel
Peel the shirt off. He's got his guns showing in the studio. He's got his work cut out. He's filling in for two people.
Yeah.
Two talented people.
So yeah, like I said.
He's got one gun for each, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Hammer Brothers, Jack and Sledge.
There it is. Boom, baby. All right. Well,
here goes the dynamite.
We're going to need him because we're coming into some more license lovers probably going on here. Maybe not. All right, looks like we've got another doctor. I have a feeling that they're going to be pros. So we got Dr. Ken Kniff from Connecticut calling in. Doc, go ahead.
Thank you. I basically enjoy your program, and I most of the time enjoy your news service.
That's good.
Having practiced medicine in the state of Alabama for 40 years, after 7 in the military, some of that 40 years, I devoted some additional service to the State Board of Medical Examiners, where I served for 14, eventually being the chairman of the State Board. I also was a board member of the Federation of State Medical Boards of the United States and was privileged to serve as president for a year of that organization. When you use two words in the same sentence, one being the board or the medical board and racket,
yes,
it's offensive to some of us.
Yes.
And I'm afraid also some of your facts are incorrect when you say that the boards do not supply any educational benefit. That's completely false. Most boards do. I'll speak only for the State Board of Medical Examiners in that they, in cooperation with specialty organizations and with medical colleges, do indeed offer several courses during the year. And as I'm sure you know, basic medical, continuing medical education is a requirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to cut you off, Doc, but the biggest thing here and what we have Dr. Moore calling in. Now we've got Dr. Michael Yon, Ken Yon, I apologize, Doc, calling in is the huge comparative difference between licensed medical professionals and a barber, right? And the huge difference there that, you know, in order to cut hair in the state of Alabama, you have to have the state tell you that you can do a fade versus I definitely want my proctologist to have continuing education, right? So, you know, there is a major difference in those things. So, one, thank you for your service in the military. Two, there's no doubt that you have had a career full of honor and prestige and have done great things. And we all want our medical people to have continuing education to make sure they're up to date, all of those things. But what I will say, I think if we've learned anything through the COVID process and the situation is just because it's coming from WHO, NIH, medical boards, and all these other things, that doesn't mean that it's what's best. That stuff killed a bunch of people, right? And so, again, that doesn't mean that we should get rid of it or anything else. It's just saying that we should always be trying to strive and find better ways. But yeah, absolutely, no one's arguing that that the people who have the ability to cut someone's chest open and like operate on their heart, that person needs to have some serious certifications, and if they're going to have that kind of serious certifications with that much money flowing, they need to have some type of power, which is incumbent with the government being involved in it. Don't disagree, but I think where we're really hitting is talking about how cost preventative certain licensing fees and things like that can be a barrier for entry for someone who's trying to be entrepreneurial, start a business so that they can feed their family. That I think that's the angle that we're going at.
And just to clarify what I meant when I talked about the state not providing education, I'm saying you didn't get your medical degree from the state. That's the point I was making. The continuing education obviously varies state to state, but it does need to be pointed out, though, that does not guarantee quality or proficiency. The licensing does not guarantee those things. Otherwise, malpractice insurance wouldn't exist.
Admit that the state does license the medical colleges as well. And one final word of caution.
Yes.
I love your conservatism. Just don't let libertarianism invite nihilism.
Hey, you are talking to the conservative Christian CEO of 1819 News, I have some libertarians working for me, but I promise you, Christ is